But no, I'll keep it to 20 minutes or less. So this is third year getting to present Containerd, kind of a mix of status update and really this year I'd like to focus, you know, most people have seen the architecture. I'm not going to drag you through all of those details, but how are people actually using it? And specifically, there's some great ways that people are extending it and embedding it in other projects that wasn't really the initial design, but thanks to some of the smarter people on the project, there's some cool ways that people are using it. So that's really the focus. But I will take you through kind of a current state of Containerd. Effectively, there's a couple things we can say about what it is. Container runtime, yes, there's lots of people that have debated what do we call a runtime or an engine. You know, we can get kind of stuck there. But we think of it as below platforms like Docker or Kubernetes, but above lower level runtimes like the OCI Run C or some of the other things you've heard about in this room today, Kata Containers, Firecracker, gVisor. And really, we play that kind of resource management role between those two levels, a platform above us, these low-level runtimes below us, you know, managing that container process, the image artifacts, the snapshots, the metadata. And we've tried to remain tightly scoped. So a lot of people early on said, oh, Containerd is going to become another Docker and have all these features.